You're invited to the table of the Lord, saith the Spirit of grace. And yes, these things have been provided for from the very beginning to all my church. But unless my church accesses these things, sits down with me, claims my word, and stands, these things do not come, although they're provided automatically. They do not come automatically to those unless they believe and stand in my promises, saith the Spirit of grace. So when you sit down at times like this, feast at my table and invite my presence into your spirit to commune with me, I remind you that you accessorize and bring into effect everything that I am, and all things are possible, exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask, according to the power that worketh in you. That power begins by a description of my love that's beyond imagination and beyond anything that you can imagine. Do not condemn those that are without. Do not condemn those that are within but are without, meaning those that are outside of what you understand to be perfect and that which you understand to be gold. For most of them are still on a path that my blood is able to sanctify them and keep them. But rejoice without pride, with humility, in that I've called you away. I've called you away into a place of intimacy and a place of fellowship and a place of purity and a place of purging. Humble yourself continually. Do not condemn those that are without, but that are within. But call on me to change their lives as well. And you'll find that in these days, that a light will come upon you and a hand will be laid heavily upon you. That those that are without, that are in the world, will see something and they'll come to you as ambassadors of Christ. And those that are within but are without, they'll come to you as well. Many of them will. Not all will be turned, but many will be turned. Keep on the course. Feast at my table, saith the Spirit of grace.